from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta tell you something. The text machine, as LB used to refer to it on the old AAF show, is undefeated.
Oh, yes.
On this program. Yeah. Undefeated. You want some of the best ones during the break?
Please, please.
In order?
Sure.
All right, Shime, you ready? 781 text. The Red Sox dropped a couple yesterday, and so did Courtney.
All right.
617 text. I saw Courtney's reel yesterday and
something is up in the ocean right now.
In the water, yes. It was actually the bathwater. All right. One more before we get to leads.
Yep.
Gerard Mayo is playing checkers and Courtney is playing chess.
I like Greg. You're starting to sound like a real boob this morning.
You could say that. Send that in any morning. All right. Unfortunate, wink, wink, wardrobe malfunction revealing a boob on Instagram yesterday by accident.
Right. Yeah, my mom, my dad.
Oh, Santo. Oh, I can't believe that's up there. I got to remove that immediately.
When Santo's aunt is texting me about it and my father... I like that is not something that I put out there for them to see.
Wait, what did poor John Cox?
No, he can't. He doesn't even want to. He doesn't even want to address it. I'm sure after the show, he was like, "Pal, I'm really proud of how you handled that today." That's what he's gonna
say. Well, I would be saying if I was him, I would be saying it to my daughter, "Why would you even put up a video of you in the bathtub? What are you trying to accomplish?"
Oh, because I do the reels of everything I do this weekend.
Are you sure you're trying to leave? Are you trying to give more to the people?
No, I am not.
Because anytime you do bathtub, I feel like, all right, you're trying to, that's thirst trapping at its best.
No, it's like
bathtub and
pretty
bikinis.
Our bathtub is very pretty. So I was posting that.
Oh, so then post the bathtub. Why do you got to be in it to
Trust
post
me,
it?
I literally will never post it again.
I mean, a texter says that we're really trying to milk this situation. So we probably ought to move on. All right. Shime, you ready? Let's get right to leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Sean, when I heard the news yesterday, I knew that there was one person who would be very excited about it, and that is you. So I'm assuming that that's why you chose that song.
Yeah, I saw the news yesterday. I felt Oasis is doing their reunion shows over in the UK next year. I believe they go on sale in like 4 days.
Saturday.
Yep.
But the shows are next summer, but they're putting them on sale now.
Correct.
The brothers Gallagher have hated each other forever, and that has meant that that band did not play together for 15 years. And now there is something that has brought them back together. And it's called money.
Yes, it is called that bread.
That's what it's called.
A bag.
What do you think those tickets are going to cost? They're doing like Wembley for a couple shows. And
I think they're doing 4 shows at Wembley.
Yeah.
It is. Those tickets are going to be insane.
They're going to be absolutely insane. All right, your lead this morning?
Yes, Greg, thank you. Good morning. Yesterday, on the maiden voyage of the Jones and Keefe program, here on the
show
station.
Sounded good yesterday.
Sounded great.
It really did.
I listened to a lot of the show yesterday. Those guys worked together before, yep. And you can tell, and it was a good show yesterday.
Well, Rich Keefe came on, and on the very first show, had a bit of a scoop for the people. This is what Keefe said about Jeremy Swayman.
Jeremy Swayman, as we know, has not signed a contract with the Boston Bruins.
Uh-huh.
Camp starts for them very shortly. You're saying, what is going on there? Went to arbitration with the team a year ago, was not happy with that, very publicly was not happy with that. And Scoops Keefe here to report, or scoop. A report. We kind of scoop, right? Jeremy Swayman looking for $10 million a year.
I'm sorry?
That is the scoop that I have. He is looking for $10 million a year. That would put him with Sergei Bobrovsky and Carey Price.
So,
I would believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too, but that means he's asking for too much. Like,
okay, well, that's what you do in a negotiation. You ask for too much and you meet in the middle.
I agree.
I just don't know if the Bruins are going to meet. His middle is probably $9 million, and that's the exact amount that they have cap space-wise. That's it.
If I'm the Bruins, I'm telling him I cannot pay you more than Andrei Vasilevsky because he has Stanley Cups and you don't. Like that's the line I would draw.
Yeah, but he could say, yeah, well, you got rid of your other great goalie.
Bingo.
So here's what you've got. Yep. Take it or leave it.
That was a dumb move.
They put themselves in this situation.
But he's an RFA still. So he's like, they have total control of this situation.
Just for this year, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but he's willing to say, all right, I'll play this year. And guess what? I'm Gonzini after the season. Because you're right. He has all the leverage.
He played this.
I don't think
perfect.
He has all the leverage.
Shine,
because Wiggy, if he gets hurt or struggles at all this year, the price just drops precipitously. He's never won a Vezina. He's never even been to a Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
Like the price would change dramatically.
Yeah, but he's betting on himself. Though he's betting. Do you think he's gonna be bad?
I think he'll be good. I don't think he'll be good as he was in the playoffs this past year. Like, I think he'll be really good, though.
He'll be really good. So the price won't drop.
Yes, it will. It will not be $10 million at the end of next
year. Who's the kid from Winnipeg?
Hellebuck.
Hellebuck. He makes $8.5 million. No Stanley Cups. You look.
Yeah, that's why Vasilevsky makes just over $9 million.
Right, but
which is why I said you cannot make more than Vasilevsky. That would be my line if I'm the Bruins. So I would pay him just under $9 million. More than Hellebuck, but less than Vasilevsky.
How many Stanley Cups does Carey Price have?
None.
Did he not win one?
No, he hasn't won one. How much does
he's
he make?
He's been to one,
Canadians?
That's for sure.
Yeah, right. But he doesn't. So it's not about you just winning a Stanley Cup. If you're good, if he has a great season or he's really good, and he's asking for $10
million. That's a lot of money, though.
I'm not saying it. Listen, I agree. But he's, what, 26 years old?
Yeah.
So you don't think a team looks at that and goes, we have an elite goalie who is 26 years old that we can wrap up for the next 8 years that wants, you know, $9, $10 million a year. And if you're a team that's just missing out because you're missing that piece, which is the goalie, and we all know how important the goalie is in hockey, there'll be plenty of teams that would be willing, not plenty, but there would be some teams that would be willing to say, all right, we'll give you $10 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's he's in the, you know, definitely in the over $8 million.
That's what I would think.
$9 million area.
Yes.
But I don't know about $10 million. That is a lot of money.
All but right, you have good. No backup plan.
No, you don't. No,
so
you don't.
What? That was like,
unless they believe Brandon Bussey is the backup plan,
no.
And he's a year away.
No. All right. Great lead, Chime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good scoop, Rich. By the way, when it comes to his Bruins scoops, pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Nailed the Pasternak deal down to the penny.
Yeah.
So.
He has a good connect there.
He is a little late with his Swayman.
Well, what do you mean?
Because remember, he had originally it said Swayman was going to sign. Early, he had him on a contract during the season, but it never happened.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. But he's right about this one.
All right, we'll get to the rest of the leads, Courtney's and Wiggy's and mine next, and we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports at 7:20.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.